That's why it's so important to celebrate every success, no matter how small. The direction is right this time. We have every reason to expect health and happiness. I accept the fact that life is a journey. I've given up the delusion that an arrival is necessary for happiness. It has been said and proven over and over that a person's self-image is largely formed by the image reflected back from other people. We are the most important people in the world to our children. Their identity, as we reflect it back to them, is the first and most important information they receive. I will lose no opportunity to show my children how beautiful they are. We are all born reaching for love. The family system we were born into was the school where we learned what we know about fulfilling our needs. Sheer courage and courage alone is what it takes to move boundaries into healthier territory. For us, what's healthy is a better question than what's normal. I will applaud beauty. A refusal to forgive is called a resentment. Forgiveness is a giver and resentment is a taker. To hang on to a resentment is to harbor a thief in the heart. We become better able to love and be loved, especially for adult children. The fullest experience of love is, and always will be, the ultimate quest. For better or worse, our attitudes are ours alone. Attitude is everything. Evil and incapacity are not the same thing. Joy is a secondary effect of a primary action. Those who have made a decision about the past have left behind what was and are creating sweet new days as they walk the path of recovery. We may become so obsessed or attached to the dysfunction of the past that looking back is all we do. Then we might spend the rest of our lives comforting our wounded child.